social and
get in touch.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi everyone, Ghost here. I hope you have all had a good week. We are the 4P's Takeover with the Dragons from St George's. We are all here, Anna, James, Suhan, Oscar, George and me, Ghost. I hope you enjoy this show. Stay where you are and keep listening.
Hello, James here. I'm going to talk about the Great Ball of Fire report. We're talking about two matches, the Bronze Roman Reigns match and the Ambulance match, and the Brock Lesnar and Mojo in the Universal title match. I'll start off with the title match for the Universal belt. Basically, Brock Lesnar just won it. We're hitting a desperate F5 at the end, but how it started was a different story. Samoa Joe decided to be a, you know, him, and attack from behind at the early, before the match even started. Who would do that? Oh, heels, of course. Duh. Yeah, it was a grueling match, lasted quite a bit, and Samoa Joe got them the Queen of the Clutch permission, and if they're actually their first match together. It was actually a dream match. Brock Lesnar took Samoa Joe to Blinking Duplex City. Yay. And also Brock Lesnar also took a low blow, which is basically a punch to the down area, and a urinating slam, like Power Slam, but different. Yeah, like I said, Brock Lesnar escaped the belt after winning it, but looks like Samoa Joe wants that belt again. Anyway, he can get it again if he beats Roman Reigns in a number one contender match at SummerSlam, which is off the background, just to let you know. Okay, I'm going to talk about the Ambulance match between Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman won, sadly, I am depressed, I'm a Roman Reigns fan. Roman Reigns repeatedly hit Braun Strowman with an surgically prepared elbow with a steel chair, go bang, bang, and another one. Like, repeatedly, but apparently had no effect or something, might hurt. And Roman Reigns actually speared Braun Strowman through the entrance screen when they show the mini Tritron on the bottom, not the big one, the little one when they come up for the entrance area. Yeah, that thing can hurt, I can tell. And also, Strowman tried to finish the match by steering Strowman into the ambulance, but Strowman's like, nope, I step out the way. And that's basically how Braun Strowman won, by one little mistake Roman made. If he didn't make that mistake, he could have won. Yeah, Braun Strowman slammed the door for the win, but the aftermath was Roman Reigns reversed the ambulance into a trailer, leaving Braun Strowman blood on his head, on his face area, and also the Raw manager, Kurt Angle. God's more like, oh my god, what did you just do? It was a classic aftermath. Yeah, that's my review on the Great Ball of Fire. And been me, James, from the Dragons in Georgia, going out with a bang.
Hi, George here. I'm going to be asking Steph 5 questions. She is our deputy head teacher. Hello.
Hello, George. Nice to be here.
What is your favourite TV programme and why?
Okay, my favourite TV programme is MasterChef, because I love food and I love watching people cook different things and I get lots of ideas from that.
Tell me about any pets you have.
I've got a dog called Poppy, who I think you've met because she comes into school. And I've also got 2 horses. So I've got a horse called Alfie, who's not very well, so he's retired. And then I've got a horse called Jazz, who's a show jumper that Ella show jumps.
I have a dog too.
Do you? Yeah. What's your dog called?
Daisy.
Oh.
Yeah, lovely. Little Shih Tzu.
Oh.
Tell me about a holiday you have been abroad.
In 2015, I went to Thailand for 2 weeks, which was my dream holiday. And it was absolutely wonderful, but very, very hot. I went at Easter and it was really hot. It's an amazing country. The people were wonderful, and I would love to go back there again.
Yeah, I went to America.
Wow.
In 2013.
Wow.
Yeah. Very long time
ago. Go to Disneyland.
Disneyland, yeah. University.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What is your favourite meal?
And this is one that I'm going to struggle with this because I just love food. So I really like Thai curries, but at the moment I'm having lots of barbecues, and my favourite thing at the moment is barbecued salmon with barbecued halloumi, which is like a Greek cheese, in a roll with salad.
Yeah, I like ribs, I do.
Do you? Yeah, nice.
Tell me about the best job you have done in the past.
So I've worked in schools since I left university, really. Apart from this job, which is my absolute favourite, the one before this, I worked at a pupil referral unit, which was for students who'd been excluded or at risk of being excluded from school, and some of their behaviours were really challenging. But that's a job that I did before coming here that I really enjoyed, and I think it was a good stepping stone for me, ready to come here as deputy head here.
Thank you for volunteering, Steph.
No worries. Thank you for asking me. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Sirag here. I'm going to tell you about the top 10 hits of the week. Number 10, To You by David Guetta. Number 9, Pretty Girl by Maggie Lindemann. Number 8, Power by Little Mix. Number 7, Your Song by Rita Ora. Number 6, Feels by Calvin Harris. Number 5, Strip That Down by Liam Payne. Number 4, Mama by Jonas Blue. Number 3, Unforgettable by French Montana. Number 2, Wild Thoughts by DJ Khaled. And the one you've been waiting for all week, the number 1 is Despacito by Luis Fonsi. So that's it from me, so I have a good week and goodbye. Bye.
Hi, Oscar here. I'm going to talk to Marion about what's happening on the island.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. So what is on the island?
Jack Up the 80s.
Jack Up the 80s, and what's that about?
There's music from the 80s.
Oh, right, okay. So when is it on?
On Saturday. There's Jason Donovan, Right Said Fred, and The Real Things, plus many more.
So they're the artists performing, aren't they?
Yeah.
And what about on Sunday, who's performing?
On Sunday, there's Alexander O'Neill, Bucks Fizz, and Derek Sandy, plus many more.
So there's quite a few acts on.
Yeah.
So these are the definite ones. Mm. So Jason Donovan, I know him, Right Said Fred, The Real Thing. Yeah, sounds good. Bucks Fizz, always good. And what else is on them over there?
There's food attractions and stores.
Okay, so there's things to do while you listen to the music. And what about prices? Any idea how much it costs?
Price varies. Day tickets start at £38.
It's not bad, is it? What? So how could you get a ticket?
You could go online, www.jackupthe80s.uk.
.co.uk.
Oh, yeah.
We got there in the end, no problem. And where else? You want to buy it over the counter, where could I go?
The County Press Shop.
And that's in?
Newport.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, where is this going on, this Jack Up the 80s?
Smallbrook Stadium in Moray.
And what dates?
12th of August to the 13th of August.
So that's Saturday the 12th and Sunday the
13th.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
To 11 p.m.
Yep.
It's quite a late night.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a long day. And what about Sunday?
Sunday, same again, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay, and what about the main arena? Doesn't that stay a bit later?
Oh, yeah, the main arena remains open until 1 a.m. on Saturday at midnight.
On the Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say your mum's going?
Yeah, mum's going, yeah.
Yeah, did she go? Because this is the 5th year of it happening, isn't it?
I think so, but I don't think my mum went the fifth year, because this is her first.
It's her first time. Are you going?
No, I probably wouldn't even know the people. Well, it's going to be rude, but I probably wouldn't know half.
I don't think you would, no. That's fair enough. I think on that note, we'll finish.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks so much, Oscar. See you later. Hi, Marion here. Two of our students will not be returning after the summer, so we have decided that I will ask them the 5 questions this week. I'll be asking George.
Hello.
And Suhag.
Morning, Marion.
Good morning. Nice to see you both. George, what have you done recently?
Well, last week
I went to the Privet Centre. Mm-hmm. It's on the mainland in Portsmouth.
And what did you do there?
We did lots of activities. Monday afternoon, we went to the pyramids in Portsmouth. It's a big swimming pool place.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, got slides there and yeah, it was very good.
Good. And what else did you do?
On Tuesday, went to Marwell Zoo.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the lion, tiger, sorry.
Yeah.
Then in the afternoon, we went go ape.
What's that?
Go apes, when you're up high, you have a sort of like, it's detached to you. You take it up with you and you go all across stuff and...
You're doing all this with your hands? Are you attached to a rope or something?
You're attached to... You've got a harness on, you're attached to that. You go across up and you just keep going along with it.
Not on a wire thing?
Yeah, wire. Yeah, sort of.
Are you dangling on the wire?
Wait, if you fall, well, if you fall off, you won't go far.
Oh, right. So. that was a bit frightening to me. And where, was it? Did you stay over there then?
Yes, we slept at night time.
And how long did you go for then?
5 days.
Yeah, and it was good fun, wasn't it? Great, that's very interesting. Right, Suhad, can you tell me something that's going to be happening in school?
We've got a Starfish Students Rounders match in 2 weeks' time on a Monday, 24th of July.
Mm-hmm. My question is, are you playing?
Yeah.
Good, I'm not. Are you, George?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know yet?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll find out.
I've been told about it, so...
Right, well, ask your teacher.
Because we do sports leaders, like, for our group and that, and then we'll, like, we're going to do, like, you know, like a sheet sort of where people can sign up, so...
Yeah? Ah, okay. So, right, what do you reckon the score's going to be?
Probably a staffer win.
I hope so. No, I'm joking. Number three. Tell me what you think is best about school, George.
Well, when I went to Austria.
Ah, oh, of course you did, yeah.
The school took us on a Sunday. It was a trial to get into Saints Foundation.
Which is what sport?
Football.
Football, okay.
Went over there, do a little bit of like training and all that. And then the next week, a couple of weeks after, on a Friday, I got a phone call and said I was picked for the Saints Foundation to go to Austria.
That's brilliant.
And I was very, very happy.
Yeah, I bet you were. Did you have a good time over there?
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, well
nice,
done
nice
you.
Nice weather.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's really, really good result, that. Right, Suhag, do you like having Poppy and Fudge in school and why? And can you explain who Poppy and Fudge are?
Poppy's the dog and Fudge is the cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone likes the dog more because it's not lazy. And I just like the dog more better because it's more like the dog likes going out on the field and running around, and it's just about doing exercise a lot more than the cat. And the cat just lays on our printer, lays outside as well.
It just lies there.
It just lies. Sometimes you think it's dead, but it's not.
No, it looks it sometimes, doesn't it? Lying on its back. And George, what do you think then about Poppy and Fudge?
Oh, Poppy went with us to the Privet Centre last week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we took her with her last week. So.
Do you like both, Poppy and Fudge?
I like the dog more.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I got a dog myself, so...
Oh, of course you have. You just said Daisy.
Yeah.
Oh, I like both. I like them. They're super. Now, Suhag, if you could change something in school, what would it be?
I'd change the PE hall because everything else is good, but I think we should have a bigger like sports hall like indoors, so if it was raining one day, it would be more bigger space to play football than that.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's very fair. George?
I can... Maybe all my mates in the same class.
Oh, right. Okay. That's a nice thought. Yeah. If it could happen, I'm sure it would be arranged. Yeah. It's a nice thought.
Yeah.
Because they're sort of scattered in different classes. Yeah. And that probably happens to all of them, you know. But it's a nice thought. You could just sprinkle a wand or something and all your mates would be with you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks ever such a lot. It's lovely. And good luck with everything else that you're doing. You maybe come back to Vectors Radio at some point just to pop in and say hello, mightn't you?
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, great. Thank you.
Hello, Jane here. I hope you enjoyed listening to the Dragon from Georgia. We are off on our summer holiday, but we were back in September. Goodbye from all the dragons, George, Anna, Go, Suhag, Oscar, and of course myself, James. Have a good summer, take care, and goodbye!
BecktisRadio.com.